Moin Moin Prana-Lover und herzlich willkommen zu Prana Up Your Life, dein Podcast für mehr Lebensenergie. Wir sind Jasmin und Josephine, zwei Schwestern aus Hamburg und zusammen mit dir möchten wir noch mehr Lebensenergie kreieren. Aber zuallererst mal die allerliebsten Grüße aus Sri Lanka. Uns geht es ganz, ganz wunderbar. Zwar regnet es gerade, vielleicht hört man das auch so ein bisschen im Hintergrund, aber ansonsten ist es wirklich hier super paradiesisch und wir haben uns nämlich entschieden, noch mal ein paar Tage eine Ayurveda-Kur einzulegen und sammeln hier ganz, ganz viel Kraft und ganz viel neue Energie für all das, was kommt. Aber vor allen Dingen auch sammeln wir ganz viel neues Wissen, damit wir euch natürlich damit wieder versorgen können. Wir wissen ja, wie gut die Podcast-Folgen auch über unsere Ayurveda-Kur letztes Mal angekommen sind. Und natürlich wird es diesmal auch eine neue Edition davon geben und wir freuen uns schon wahnsinnig, die auch aufzunehmen und unseren Sri Lanka-Aufenthalt somit zu recappen. Aber jetzt sind wir ja gerade erst ein paar Tage da und versuchen ja auch immer wieder hier in diesem Moment zu sein. Und darum geht es auch tatsächlich heute in dem Podcast, denn ich, Josephine, spreche mit der Gründerin von den Inner Compass Cards. Und vielleicht habt ihr das ja schon das ein oder andere Mal gehört, schon in unserem Podcast oder bei Instagram gesehen. Wir sind ganz große Fans davon. Hier Sternchen unbezahlte Werbung, denn damals haben wir uns die selber gekauft in der Crowdfunding-Kampagne. 2017 war das. Und seitdem sind die Inner Compass Cards wirklich unsere Begleiter. Es ist also ein Kartenset, das uns immer wieder in schwierigen Situationen begleitet, wenn wir irgendwie mal eine Frage haben, wo wir nicht weiter wissen oder einfach mal wissen wollen, was das Universum so zu einer Antwort, also eine Antwort hat auf eine bestimmte Frage. Und wir interviewen eben Neil, die Gründerin. Und sie ist ja Female Entrepreneur aus Amsterdam und hat einen wirklich sehr inspirierenden Weg hinter sich. Und sie hat vieles für dich durchgemacht, aber ist nun mit Licht und ganz, ganz viel Inspiration aus diesen dunklen Stunden herausgekommen. Und strahlt wirklich förmlich. Also wir haben ja nur per Zoom gesprochen, also nur per Telefon sozusagen, nur per Stimme. Aber alleine schon ihre Stimme strahlt und es war ganz, ganz toll, mit ihr zu sprechen. Und es ist unglaublich inspirierend geworden. Wir sprechen über Liebe, wir sprechen über Spiritualität und das vor allen Dingen in dieser heutigen Zeit, in der modernen Zeit und was das auch mit uns macht. Aber ich will gar nicht so viel verraten, also hör selbst gerne rein. Ich wünsche dir ganz, ganz viel Spaß. Das Interview ist auf Englisch, da Neil eben aus Amsterdam kommt und die Hälfte ihres Jahres auch in L.A. lebt. Also man kann sie sehr, sehr gut verstehen im Englischen. Ja, ich oder wir grüßen dich ganz, ganz herzlich aus Sri Lanka, schicken ganz viele tropische Vibes und freuen uns auf diese Folge, dass wir sie mit dir teilen dürfen.
So. Hello everyone, it's time for an interview again, and today we have Neil, who is the founder of the Inner Compass Cards. And Neil is a female entrepreneur, but also in a very spiritual way, and she has a huge vision, which she is definitely spreading into the world, and we are so excited to have you here on our podcast, dear Neil. Welcome.
Thank you, Jasmine. Nice to meet you.
So first of all, just start a little bit to talk about yourself. Tell us something about yourself and your journey.
Yeah, well, where to start, you know? It's only one lifetime for all of us, isn't it? But so many aspects of the journey. What I think is the most inspiring part for others, well, that's what I noticed at least, is that I used to be a control freak, and then I was working as a headhunter in the creative industry in Amsterdam. And at a certain point, things fell apart in my life. Like my business was not flowing anymore. My body was rejecting to live properly. I got a really, really bad insomnia for like 2 years. And I was very close to, well, I was having panic attacks every day. And so it was really, my body was warning me to quit the lifestyle that I had, which mm-hmm. I now refer to as a pretty unconscious lifestyle. And yeah, it gave me the, it brought me, you know, it felt like a very deep crisis back then, but now I see that it was my biggest chance and huge opportunity to grow and to step into the intuitive living. And yeah, I enjoy that every day. My life is, it's really like I've, like life carries me now instead of me trying to swim against the stream, you know?
Oh, wow. And, that's beautiful said.
Yes. And this is what I grant to everyone, actually. So that's why I came up with Inner Compass Cards, which is a tool to reconnect to your inner strength so that you can live, you know, out of your heart desires and your own inner strength without being distracted all the time by, you know, what our parents want from us or our partners or our kids or society and culture in general, what is expected from us, you know. So it brings you back to your inner compass and what your life makes you so valuable.
Wow. Yeah, and that is definitely amazing what you are sharing there. We actually work with your Inner Compass cards, not every day, but every other day, like every second or third.
Wow.
Because we, yeah, we personally find so much ground and so much inspiration what we can do with a like with a day, or even when we have a huge question in our personal or in our prana work. And yeah, and it's so amazing to have something which is there, and when you can like give up the control to something else and get an inspiration from a totally different source. That's so cool.
Wow, that's very well said. Yeah, what I experienced too. Yeah.
So are you using your cards personally as well? Or
well, now I can say, of course. But while I was at the, while I was developing them, I thought that, wow, I'm creating the most beautiful deck in the world now, and I cannot use it myself because I created it. You know, I had this mind fuck around it. But yeah, I do use them every day, and I do use them for the biggest life topics.
Yes. And it's so amazing because it's so like the combination out of there is a certain kind of how do I say that in English? Sometimes it's not that easy to say these things which are moving myself into another language. But that you ask a little bit the universe, but you also get like a direction. And mostly when you want a really, really good answer or really a concrete answer, then the like the card is intention or something, when you know, okay, you have to work a little bit harder for yourself to know the answer. And that is definitely making us very happy at some point, because then you have the combination out of the universe, the inspiration, and your own interpretation of the cards.
Yeah, that's exactly how I developed them, actually. I wrote them in a way that your that you tap into your subconscious. Mm-hmm. So there is this part of the brain that I think in English is called intuitive thinking mechanism. So it will automatically link the message from the card to your own life, which means and helps with integrating the subject that you are going through at that point in your life, or, you know, the question that you are asking to the cards. Or just if you don't ask a specific question to the cards, it's just you know, the moment in life that you draw the card, that's where the guidance is for that moment. So your brain will automatically take you to the part in life that needs the guidance most while you read the text. It's like, it's pretty analytical, actually. It's not that, I used to say it's, wow, so magical, you know, that the right card shows up at the right time. But actually, your intuition picks it because you're choose a card blindly. And I think the intuition is like 100 times smarter than our mind, so it knows which card it should take. And yeah, so I don't know if it's magical. It's just the way it is, you know. It's a pretty analytical story if I tell it like this, isn't it?
Totally. And it's so interesting because there's this magic. So for our first Prana Day in April, We few days before that, we were like, oh my gosh, so much, and we don't know how to do it. And so let's get a card and get the answer how we can create that magic into our Prana Day. And then we definitely looked for an answer. We really wanted an answer. And then, as I said, as the example was, then we took the intention card and we're like, okay, well, so the universe just told us, okay, well, you have to go into your heart and see what it has in mind.
Wow, thank you for sharing. I love it.
And then we set the intention for the day that it's about connection, a day about connection, and definitely turned out that way also. It was a huge, wonderful day. And also on the day before, on the Prana Day itself, we took a card and it was just amazing. And we found some breathtaking moments, I would say, because then you just stop and be there for a while and not in a hurry. And we were under a lot of stress that day, but also when we started to read the cards out loud, it was just, we are just in the moment. So it's definitely a mindfulness practice also.
Wow. Yeah. It brings you back to what really matters, I think. And I really like that you brought up the word intention, because it came to you in the cards, and because I really, really believe in intention. If you, you know, like you guys organize a day, or if you are founding a new company, or if you become a mom, or the way you are a partner for your partner, or a friend for your friends, I think if you add intention to everything you do in life, I think that's the energy that you will send out while you're doing this or being that. And it really changed my life, and I helped a lot of people around me, you know, setting their intention and intentions. And I looked at everyone doing things with and without intention, and somehow the things, you know, the projects with intention always reach their goals and the intention of connection into it. And that's, you know, what the day was about. And so I really believe in the energy of intention.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is like crazy from the universe. So how did you develop the cards? Like, was it like brought to you, or do you have in every card own life experience? So how did the development work?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination. I really like the way you put it. Like, was it brought to me? Yes, in the end it was brought to me, but I think it all started even 10 years before, when I, maybe when I was born or even before that, but consciously 10 years ago, I made my first steps on the spiritual path. So I gained a lot of information and wisdom and knowledge around spiritual practice and personal growth. And it was actually when I started using cards, like angel cards and oracle cards. Mm-hmm. That was the moment 10 years later, you know, after my first steps. I started integrating more of it because I was carrying all the knowledge with me, but I wasn't really living an intuitive life. You know, I was still more of a control freak than an intuitive. So, and then I noticed that I was changing, and then I thought, okay, this is insane. But the cards were not the kind of cards that I would share with my friends. It was all about communicating with God and angels. And so I thought, okay, it's time now for a beautiful modern deck that you would not hide in your home, but just put on the table and use it every day. And then when I had the intention of sharing the knowledge that I was carrying and at that point starting to integrate, I started writing the bite-sized texts, as you now know them, from the card deck. And yeah, that was, I really feel that life was carrying me, and it felt like I was downloading the text. So yeah, it was brought to me.
How long did it take?
About a year, maybe. Well, you know, from the idea to the launch, 1.5 years.
Hmm. That's not a long time for such deep knowledge there.
I know, but that's because I felt that I had, well, it was intuitively given to me that I had to focus on it full time. So I was working on this 7 days a week. I quit all my freelance jobs and my other company. And so I focused on this.
Wow. So since when... are you working with the inner compass cards now?
That's exactly 1.5 years ago that we launched first card deck. Yes.
Wow. And how was the journey since so far?
Amazing. It's really like this deck was supposed to be born, because I still feel carried by life. Everything is flowing. We have, you know, there's like more than 10,000 people around the world using them now. And
wow.
A second one, because, you know, that's possible now. And it's been amazing. I feel so blessed and humble and grateful. That's all I can say.
Mm. So you just mentioned the spiritual path, and what I love about the information about the cards is that it's definitely spiritual, but also you can use it in the modern way, in the day-to-day. It's not very like huge esoteric. It's more that you like really know what you want to tell us. But what I'm interested in, what is spirituality for you?
What is spirituality for me? For me, it's about let me think about that. For me, that's about change. That are you willing to grow? That means that you go to bed as a different person than how you woke up. So for me, it's really about personal growth, spiritual growth. Trying to unveil the subconscious, you know. Mm-hmm. Like if you know that we are only living like 5%, or we are only conscious of 5% of our being, and there's 95% that we are unconscious of. I really like to unveil the information in that subconscious, and I feel that that's for me the way to come to my higher self and to live out of my heart's and soul's desires, to live in alignment with the heart. I think that's what spirituality is to me.
Alignment with the heart. Wow. But that can also be a little, sometimes really challenging, right? It's not always this flowy awesomeness.
Totally. That's why it's the spiritual path. So yeah. I think life challenges every day and gives small lessons and big lessons. And it's up to us to unpack them as gifts to come closer to that alignment with the heart.
Hmm. What was a gift for you in the past few years where you say, okay, that's definitely a thing where I know that I'm on a different way? You know what I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of was there a special gift, a special situation where you know that you have to change something and that you are definitely on a different way?
Yes, many, and the ones that stay with me in memory vividly are the ones that touched me most. For example, breakups with my last boyfriend, for example. So I think life pushes my buttons on in the department of love. that's when I start to listen, you know, that's where life can reach me best, I think. Mm-hmm. And for example, while I was going through deep heartbreak, I really felt heartbroken. The thing was that it was not only about this relationship. There was so much more old pain coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I was ready to release that, you know. Maybe it was even from past lives and from another breakup like 10 years ago. So there was still, you know, suffering and pain left behind. Maybe there still is, but now, you know, some months ago, I was ready to release a part of that. And now I'm very grateful for that, obviously. Mm. So I feel liberated, and I'm very grateful for the gift that, you know, the heartbreak brought. And yeah, and the best thing after heartbreaks is that, you know, better suitable lovers come onto your path as well.
So that's the reason why the new card deck is about love, I guess.
Yes, there were a lot of lessons in that department of my life last year. So, the new deck is all about relationships.
Yeah. And what does love mean to you?
Love has so many definitions. For example, you know, that's not my experience, but even if a kid, you know, is gets slaps in the face every day from one of his parents, then, and the parent also says, "I love you," then that's associated with love, you know,
mm-hmm.
for example. So there's so many ways. There's so many. Love is a weird thing, I noticed. And so for me, there's a lot of life lessons and progress in it. But like real love, I think it's light and gratefulness and connection and compassion.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful. And this, like going through heartbreaks and really living some trouble or experiencing some trouble, feeling some hard feelings or hurt feelings. And I think that's also the growth you were talking about, the change which is happening in our body and our mind and in our feelings, that these troubles may be hard in that moment, but at some point it turned out to be amazing, because then you actually feel what it does to you. And like love, it is for me just like this feeling, and as you said, this connection and also this lightness. That's so beautiful. But in your darker days, I would say that now, let me put it that way. Did you go there alone, or did you have some like supporters, a coach, or some spiritual partner or whatever? Or did you go there alone and worked everything out for yourself?
Yeah, in the beginning, my process was pretty lonely, to be honest. You know, I didn't have friends who were into this. I didn't have parents who supported this. It was a pretty lonely ride at the beginning, but now it's a total different ball game. You know, there's so much happening in this field, and you know, you see how we are all connected through you guys, your podcast and Instagram, and so yeah, now I enjoy every minute of, you know, even in my last challenging period. Well, last winter, actually, a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. Now I can reach out to so many beautiful people. I'm in this international women's circle. We see each other every week online. I felt so supported. So yeah, it's a whole, but I think, you know, it was part of my journey to do it alone in the first few years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to go to retreats and meditation healers and teachers and by myself, and you know, it made me strong, and it kind of suits me now I look back at it. But yeah, I feel so supported. I feel supported by all of my friends now, and very connected to people who are on the same kind of journey.
Beautiful. Are there some like special inspirational sources? If you say that there were, you went to some meditations or something, are they like spiritual teachers you can like say or like recommend?
Well, as most of us, I think we all, you know the same worldwide known people, and for me it was my first therapist. She noticed that I was longing for more spiritual kind of philosophy, and that no one really offered that before in my life. So she gave New Earth from Eckhart Tolle. And that changed my life. That, you know, now it's 13 years ago that I read it, and yeah, that changed my life, because it was for the first time in this human body that I was like, oh, you know, this is what it's all about. This is what we are doing here, and it made total sense to me, and it felt like coming home. And so yeah, that book has a very special place in my heart. And for the rest, I feel intuitively, like with my gut feel, I connect to my gut or to my heart to decide if I should go to a certain retreat or healer or intuitive therapist, or I have my heart decide, you know, I don't try to control it with my mind. And then if it's like even for plant medicine and things like that, I only do it now when things are really calling me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not searching anymore. I have the books or the retreats calling me instead of searching for them.
Wow. I think for some of our listeners, it sounds awesome. You know, that you follow your heart, but I think it's, for some, it's not that easy to just say, okay, wow, I really want to follow my heart now. Do you have any tips how to do that? I know it's probably a really tough question, like, but yes, perhaps you have something which is helping you to follow your heart.
Yeah, so first of all, I think it's a process, and we all have our own pace for this, which we should respect, and that's the most important thing. In my opinion, And then, can you repeat the question one more time?
What do you do when you want to follow your heart? When you say that something is like calling you, that is definitely a feeling, but do you have something which is more, understandable? Yeah. I know what you mean, but sometimes I also struggle with explaining what it does it mean to follow your intuition into your heart.
Yeah, so I think the opposite of following your heart might be the mind who is controlling us, you know? So mm-hmm. the mind is in the driver's seat for most of us. Mm-hmm. So what I try to focus on to have that, because the mind is very useful, but I try to have it in a passenger seat so that my heart or intuition or soul or whatever you like to call it can take the wheel and be in the driver's seat. And what really helped me is two things that, well, the first thing that really changed my life is living with a mantra that I repeated like 80 times a day. Oh. And it goes like this: what do I need right now to feel well? And I repeat it like as many times a day. And in the beginning, the mind was answering that, you know, if you wake up and I sit on my meditation cushion and I ask that mantra, like, what do I need right now to feel well? My controlling mind would say, you need to go to the gym, or you need to be, you need to go work at the computer before 9. But if you have if you ask it and work with this question day in, day out, you will notice that something else will answer it, and you will find more peace in the answers. And what happens after a certain while, this is like 3 or 4 years ago that I started using the mantra, and I still use it every day 80 times. Wow. But in the beginning, I was really surprised. It sent me back to bed at, 9 a.m. So the answer was, you need more rest. Go back to bed. And it was really, really weird for a control freak like me, you know? So this mantra really helped me. Sometimes you need to take a break and have some food now. And sometimes you need to go to yoga, or you call a friend. Or, the answers can be everything. And what also helped me a lot is I gave myself space with another mantra, and that is fake it until you make it. So mm-hmm. don't be too strict on yourself. And if it's, you're still, for me, it was a big deal to have that, to have that controlled mind shut down, because I was suffering insomnia, and that was, this was the cause behind it. And and I really had to fake it until I made it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's definitely
practice.
Yeah. And I think it was really beautiful, as you said, that it's like a process, and we should respect that process, and that we don't think that from ourselves that we if we once take that decision that we want to follow our heart, that it's like working in a minute, that it's so easy to follow the heart, but it's just like a process. And I also love the example that you think about the heart and the mind with the passenger seat and the driver's seat. And I think that helps people a lot, that they have a vision, like a picture in their mind that they can say, no, hello, mind, please sit on the other side. Let me take over. And that's that's really beautiful. And also, what I just thought, that when you draw a card, it's also that you are not deciding from the mind, because you cannot just like mind take, like the mind is not taking the card. It's more the heart and the feeling which is taking or draw a card. And actually, that's a really good way to then to just follow something else than the mind, to just experience how does it feel not to follow the mind.
Yes, indeed.
I think for so many people, they're like, they were taught to follow the mind their whole life. And at some point on their path, someone comes around and say, okay, no, don't follow your heart, your mind anymore. Just start following your feelings and intuition in your heart.
And yeah. It's a crazy time we're living in, isn't it? It's a crazy shift.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I'm actually pretty young. So for me, it was more easier to start that path now. But as I can imagine, for people who are following their mind like for 60 or 70 years, and at some point they are now starting to shift, but their body is so used to the mind decisions. So it's much, yeah, sometimes it can be much harder to start than following the heart. But that's like this whole thing that you are trusting the process. I think that's the most important thing.
Yes, and I think we are carried by the conscious collective. I think we are carried by the collective consciousness field. Mm-hmm. So what's going on in the cosmos right now is helping us, and this is, you know, also, you know, my mom, for example, she's a little bit older than 60, and she is living this spiritual path too, and she's doing a great job. She's living in the same world as us, where there is a yoga studio on every corner, and you know, things are shifting, and we are part of that, and I think that's just amazing to witness.
Yeah, definitely. I witnessed the same with our mom. It's so interesting and so loving and so cool. So you live in Amsterdam. What do you think about like the Europe way, and also but the way in America, how this whole development is growing now and changing, and spiritual is getting more modern. What do you think about this locational difference?
Do you mean between Europe and America, or
yeah, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice a change, like a difference?
Not really. I think the main problem of society is distraction. So we tend to be distracted, you know, by what society is doing. The media distracts us all the time, you know, what our friends are doing, what our parents want from us. So there is a lot of pressure on a normal life in this era. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all longing for a little guidance and direction. And that's actually why I developed the cards, and why it's called Inner Compass cards. Because I think we're all looking for a little bit more direction and coming home. And I think the world was pretty much focused on the outside. If you look at religions in the past 2000 years, they were all, you know, searching and seeking it outside of themselves. And I think within the shift that we were just talking about, it's all about going inward, because that's where all the answers are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same, you know, I spend half of my time in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And there's maybe a bigger number of seekers and people that are shifting from outwards to inwards. But in the end, it's the same, you know, we all live in this Western societies, where there is a lot of distraction and noise. And I think people are ready to find home within themselves again and live from that inner strength instead of from input of the outside world.
Mm-hmm. So many people are actually like traveling to India or Bali to find themselves. What do you think about that?
I did it too. Yeah, when I was in the, as you said it beautifully, in my dark ages, like 4 years ago, when my body gave up on me, my nervous system broke down, when I suffered in really bad insomnia, I went to an Ayurvedic clinic for a couple of months in India. And yeah, it was at that point what I needed. And it connected me to my source again, also because in India, like, everything is different from how we know it. So yes, that's the best reset one can have. Just, you know, step out of everything you know and out of your routine, and you throw yourself into this, like, kind of, well, it's the same dimension but totally different world. So yeah, that was a pretty important thing to me. But at the moment, I'm not searching in other religions. I'm kind of merging everything together, because I think we also should accept and respect, you know, the era and the Western lifestyle that we are living in now. Yes. So I also use the inspiration in my deck for from philosophy and science, because, you know, it's inspired on Mayan wisdom and Buddhism and Taoism, so all the Eastern and shamanistic domains that I found my inspiration in, but also in the from the era of now, you know, the, as I said, science and philosophy, for example.
So beautiful. So you mentioned Ayurveda.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. So what do you think about Ayurveda? Do you practice it in your daily life?
At the moment, I don't. I've tried so many things with diets, and, you know, I tried the keto diet. I tried the medical medium approach, which is pretty much vegan and low on fat. And lots of glucose, sugars, fruits, the healthy sugars that keeps your motor going. What else did I try? I tried living Ayurvedic for a little while, but I decided to just moderate everything and just to listen to my body, what it needs. And, you know, when there is a lot of emotional blockages going on, which is pretty normal in a life, then and it's just part of being human to have emotional baggage and blockages, then you can have a certain relationship to food, for example, and how the body reacts on it. But I worked first on all those emotional stuff. And now that, like, most of that is gone, now I can listen to my body again, what it needs. And,
That's definitely really also thing. Ayurveda.
Yeah. And I come from far, you know. I did it all, the emotional eating and alcohol and drugs and, you know, numbing the system because there's so much noise in the world, and I'm a pretty sensitive person, and I didn't know that because I was not conscious about it. And so I was numbing it, and I was holding shields, you know, being a tough cookie and not being a sensitive being that I am. And yeah, so I'm really happy and proud that I could let go of some of the masks and shields, and that I don't need the numbing anymore, because I think you need to be pretty brave to go for clarity in this lifetime. So to everyone who's listening and, you know, try to become more clear and work on themselves, it's, wow, big shout out, because it takes some braveness to go into this, because the world is not built for sensitive people.
No. Beautifully said, because I think that's a huge point in our lifestyle also, that it's mind-dominated, really rational, kind of men orient, like the not the female, the male energy. It's more this energy is all in our world, but this living the own truth, finding the sensitivity and sensible ways, and the female energy in every one of us, like even in the male people, this female empowerment is so, yeah, unique and awesome and so magical, as you also said. And I think your, like the inner compass cards are, yeah, getting into this female energy and supporting it a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's definitely what the world needs.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's what I thought too. And yeah, I'm so grateful that that I can be. In the end, I'm just a messenger of universal wisdom. Yeah. And that's ever omnipresent. You know, it's available for all of us. And I'm really happy that I was kind of chosen or available for this, for the words, and that I could put it in this concept of cards. And because, you know, if you would ask me to write a book on one topic, I don't know if I have the skills for that, but you know, this is, I think I am skilled to bring it to people in a bite-sized way. I think that all those themes, it's 49 themes in the card deck. And I think I brought them to the essence, and that's what I'm, you know, that's where my strength is. So, I really like to guide people towards their own strength, because then, you know, these kind of products and projects and healers stand up because they are doing what they are supposed to do. And that's, you know, that's how I hope to inspire people who are using the deck, that they will be guided towards their purpose in life.
It's crazy because in the moment I thought, oh, why is Neil not writing a book? And then you said, yeah, I mean, it could put it in the book. I'm like, oh my God, that was crazy.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and I think it's, I mean, also put it like your words, your inspiration in a book, that would be awesome. But in these cards, I think that's a way of giving this gift, what you have, to also to other people to experience it in a total different way. Because it's for us, it's a different way to experience that than rather reading a book. I mean, I would love to read a book from you. So here's a hint. I think you're definitely a good author. But yeah, I think that is a...
Well, the reason why this really works for me is I sometimes say to people, like, the 49 cards are like 49 self-help books on one shelf, and somehow you pick the right one every day. Mm-hmm. But the difference with pulling cards and the short amount of text is that you start integrated right away. If I read a book, I take over the knowledge, but you know, and some parts I might be integrating, but some of the parts of the book you only need a few years later, you know, for example. Mm-hmm. So, and the cards come back to you all the time when you need it at the right moment. So yeah. That's why I really, really believe in them. It's, yeah, I've seen things, it's insane. It's so magical. And that's because I think the intuition takes over when you pick a card blindly.
Yeah. But how did you get the idea? Like, did you, so you said that you had this angel cards and stuff, but when was the idea born that you want to create your own cards?
Well, the idea of the cards was born when I was shuffling the angel cards that my mom gave me. And, but it actually, the seed was planted a few months before when I did my first plant ceremony with the plant medicine. And I connected to my higher self or soul or whatever you like to, subconscious. Mm-hmm. And the voice of my higher self asked me to help to inspire the world with all the wisdom that came to me in this process, in this, this journey. And so I was completely surprised because I was a headhunter, you know. I was I was offering people jobs, and I was like, who am I to do this, you know? And but it kept on coming, like, help me, inspiring the world, you know. People need the knowledge that you know now. And it's so, and I was like, well, it's just universal wisdom, you know. It's like how a tree carries, how a seed carries the information to be a tree. And this is the way that the information for us, how to live, is also there. And, you know, who am I to write about this? Or so within that same ceremony, I asked life, or that same voice, like, okay, help me and bring me a concept to work with, because I don't know how to concentrate long enough to write a book, and I'm too scared to be on a stage to tell people things. So then a couple of months later, the concept of the cards came to me. So it started with a seed. It started with very low self-esteem, and you know, like, who am I? Who am I? And now, 2 or 3 years later, people all over the world invited the cards to their lives to grow with it. And I feel so blessed that I can be the messenger. I think every one of us has the same capacity to listen to the voices of nature and of our higher selves and the voices of the universe.
Wow, that is so inspiring. I feel really inspired right now by just the words you're telling us, and I'm really grateful that you're sharing these wisdoms also on our podcast, because I think for our podcast it's definitely something new, and but we want to put it into the world. And also, what is definitely important, that we want to put the love cards also into the world.
Yay!
Do you want to tell us in a few words what they are about and how to, how people can support you in that direction?
Yes. So we decided to not work with a publishing firm for the English and the Dutch version of the cards, because at the end, you know, the bigger publishing firms are all about money and stockholders, and our intention is to inspire people to find their inner strength. So that's why we crowdfund the decks, so that we can pay for the printing house. Mm-hmm. And they are now available on Kickstarter.com, and they are called Inner Compass Love Cards. And they are all about the relationships we have in our lives. So all the questions you have for every topic around relationships that you need some advice or guidance for. And I don't talk only about the love relationships, but also a relation that you have with your kids or your parents or your boss. So, you know, there is, I think, relationships are the triggers and the beautiful lessons in our lives, and there's love and there's gratitude, and there's, it's so rich and it's such an important part of our lives. And and I noticed that most questions of users of the deck are around relationships, so I think this is a beautiful extension of the
Definitely. So we can just support that. And if the...
Yeah, there's big discounts now.
Also, yeah, that's definitely really important.
They are available for to pre-order now. It will be launched in August or September, but they are now available for pre-order with huge discounts on Kickstarter.com.
Awesome. So we definitely put the link into the show notes so that we can spread the word, and that everybody can support this card set because of love.
Thank you.
That is definitely the answer.
Yeah, let's spread the love together. That's so awesome.
So we have three last questions we ask everyone on our podcast. What does prana mean to you? How do you create prana in your life?
Prana means spirit to me. We are born with the breath and we go out of this life. We die with a breath, last breath. And in between, there's, countless of breaths. And I think prana is the spirit, the fire that guides us and that keeps us alive.
Wow. So how do you create prana in your life?
By paying attention and letting go of control at the same time. So by surrendering, I think.
Wow. The second question is, what is a mindful eating for you?
Mindful eating for me is listening to the body, what it needs.
Mm. Yeah, that is so important to listen and to be still at some point and just to see what it means. Beautiful. And the last question, what is your favorite moment of eating?
Man, I love eating and I love to talk about eating. And I think the most important moment to me is to share it with beloveds.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. Neil, thank you so much for your words, for your time, for your inspiration. It was amazing to talk to you and, spread the word and inspire so many other people. I'm a little bit speechless. It was, beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me and for spreading all the prana and prosperity and light and love into the world. Amazing what you guys do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Neil und ich hoffen, dass du aus diesem Interview das ein oder andere mitnehmen konntest und wirklich auch folgen konntest und die Seiten von Hell und Dunkel, von Spiritualität und Inspiration für dich auch so ein bisschen entdecken konntest und für dich auch neue Inspirationen gesammelt hast, wie du vielleicht in deine Kraft auch kommst und in deine Intuition. Und wenn du gerne die Inner Compass Cards haben möchtest, dann kannst du jetzt gerne die Crowdfunding-Kampagne noch unterstützen. Die läuft noch ein bisschen. Da freuen sich alle. Ich habe tatsächlich auch schon selbst mitgemacht und freue mich auf die Love Cards. Aber wenn du nur die vorhandenen Inner Compass Cards dir bestellen möchtest, dann bekommst du mit unserem Code, den du in den Shownotes findest, noch 15% auf den Normalpreis. Wir freuen uns natürlich wahnsinnig, wenn du für dich auch diese Inspirationsquelle entdeckst und auch darüber hinaus wachsen möchtest. Ansonsten empfehle gerne den Podcast weiter an die Menschen, wo du denkst, denen könnte das Gesagte auch helfen und auch dabei unterstützen. Genau, und in eigener Sache möchten wir natürlich noch ganz aufgeregt euch mitteilen, dass unser Buch jetzt endlich verschickt wird, doch ein bisschen früher als gedacht. Die Druckereien haben wohl doch ein bisschen Gas gegeben. Wir freuen uns wahnsinnig. Wir kriegen immer mehr die Nachrichten und Insta-Stories mitgeteilt, dass unser Buch angekommen ist. Also wir freuen uns unglaublich, auch wenn wir leider gerade nicht in Deutschland sein können und diesen Prozess von vor Ort verfolgen können, sind wir natürlich genauso aufgeregt hier in Sri Lanka. Du kannst es jetzt auf jeden Fall auf Amazon bestellen, wenn du möchtest, oder in die Buchläden gehen und es dir dort besorgen. Oder du verfolgst uns noch weiterhin einfach online Wir haben im Moment ein ganz großes Special für dich. Du kannst herausfinden, was für ein emotionaler Foodie-Typ du bist. Und dafür findest du alle Infos unter www.pranaupyourlife.de/quiz. Da kannst du für dich ein paar Fragen beantworten und dann schauen, was für ein Foodie-Typ du bist und was du auch machen kannst. Jetzt wünschen wir dir einen ganz hervorragenden Donnerstag oder, wenn du den Podcast nachhörst, ein ganz, ganz tolles Wochenende oder einen sonstigen Wochentag. Schicken dir ganz viel Liebe, ganz viel Prana und ganz viel Energie und Ayurveda-Liebe aus Sri Lanka und möchten dich wie immer daran erinnern, denke mal dran, Prana up your life.